smart. I know you've always been interested in painting, even when you were a young boy. Now I'm particularly interested in this new project, which is aimed at encouraging the under-16s to paint.
Yeah. I can't imagine life without painting. But you're right. My main passion at the moment is getting through to kids. A few months ago, I was doing a TV show, and at the end of the programme, I asked kids to write in and tell me how many of them spent time at home painting.
Did you get many replies?
Oh, I was amazed at the response. I thought, if I get 100 replies, I'll be pleased. But do you know, I got more than 4,000 and from kids all over the world. They wrote and told me what they paint, whether they use oils, watercolour, crayons, or even make their own special paint mixtures. And in a way, it proved my theory, because I was convinced that there must be loads of young people out there painting, even though most TV art programmes are targeted at adult audiences.
And have you discovered things about this age group that surprise you?
Yeah, I guess I thought these kids would be painting for themselves. But what is really nice is that they're painting for their families. In most cases, kids put up their pictures on the kitchen walls, stick them on the fridge door or a cupboard somewhere. But if everyone really likes it, they'll get a frame and hang it somewhere it can be admired by all. I think that's great.
I can remember when I was a kid that my mother used to get fed up with me if I spread things all over the kitchen table and then didn't clear things away. Do you think this generation is any different?
Probably not, but some kids mentioned a great idea, which is that parents set aside special times for them to take over the kitchen. One lad said he'd been painting since he was 8, and that he's learnt good practice automatically, and now clears away and washes up his brushes without being told.
Is it difficult trying to experiment with mixing your own paints?
Expensive, if not difficult. I used to ask my parents to buy all sorts of different kinds of oil paint so I could try out new ideas. They were pretty good about it, but I know they weren't happy if I wasted the paint or it was such a disgusting colour that it had to be thrown away. They preferred it if I played safe.
So what happens now with all the information you collected?
The next thing is to select about 20 kids and involve them in my own art programme, but using their ideas and pictures. I'm reading through things to see who sounds adventurous and who has really tried to create something individual. It's also important to get a good range of ages into the programme, from about 8 to 16, and obviously a mix of boys and girls.
I thought the advice was never to work with animals or children.
Yeah, I think it is. You'll never see me on an art programme with animals, that's for sure. But what I'd like to create is a relaxed atmosphere where viewers can learn as well as enjoy what's going on. I can imagine we're all going to get in each other's way, but then that's what an artist's studio is usually like. My sister would offer to help and just get in the way, messing up my paints and trying out different colours before I'd finished. Ugh, it was maddening.
Ollie Smart, thank you for talking to us today and good luck with your project.
That's the end of part 4.